call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes or corrections this evening?
No changes, no corrections.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you could be with us this evening, giving up your Thursday night of exciting television to participate in our planning and zoning process here, which is really your planning and zoning process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, and as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings this evening will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2002 Beach Bum Distilling, Route 13A.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a distillery with tours, tasting, and retail to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,523 square feet, more or less. Land lying at the southeast corner of Nassau Road, old Route 14, and New Road, being Road 266, with a 911 address of 32191 Nassau Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 5, Parcel 74.01. For the benefit of the commission, I have passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. For the benefit of the commission, those present, the applicant did submit a survey and site plan for consideration with the application. We did receive some agency comments, first one being from DLDOT. They have provided comments in the form of a support facilities report dated July 16, 2014, referencing that the traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of New Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division that was dated November 19, 2014, and referenced that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater capacity is available based upon the assumption that the total equivalent dwelling unit SOAR assessment does not exceed 6.74 EDUs, and noting that the actual EDU assessment is not known, that Ordinance 38 construction is not required, that the current system connection charge rate is $5,500 per EDU, that the parcel is served with a 1/6-inch lateral located along the parcel's frontage on Nassau Road, and that the applicant's engineer architect shall determine whether sufficient capacity is provided or the installation of an 8-inch lateral shall be required. The installation of a larger lateral shall be performed at the applicant's expense. That conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study shall be required, that a concept plan is not required, and that best management practices or industrial permit is required, and that in order to determine whether the best management practices or industrial permit is required, the applicant shall complete an industrial waste program survey and questionnaire and submit it to the Director of Utility Permits, that the applicant shall submit the survey and questionnaire prior to requesting a building permit, and that the applicant will be advised of the appropriate application fee due after permit type is determined, and that the applicant shall anticipate providing a sampling port and flow meter as part of the distillery process plumbing. We did have, or did receive, three emails by the department in support of the application. One states that I am in support of the issuance of the conditional use permit. The other states, I live in Lewis, not far from where the new distillery is planning to go. I think this is a great addition to the area, being near the winery and right next door to an artisan bakery. These are the kind of things needed to help grow the higher-end tourist industry that is already coming to the beach, or for the beach, tax-free shopping, gourmet restaurants, and locally made beer and distilled spirits. The bakery and distillery will make this location a must-stop spot for locals and tourists in the know. And the third one, I'm writing in support and references the application case number for the distillery. I believe this business will be a positive addition to the seashore, attracting visitors and locals with locally made spirits. Beach Bum Distilling will also add to the growing number of local seashore beverage and food producers. Its proximity to Dogfish Head, Nassau Valley Vineyards, Hopkins Creamery, Touch of Italy, along with other existing and planned breweries, distilleries, and food producers, will create a hub of locally produced products that will attract visitors that are traveling primarily to experience these types of businesses. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Sir, if you'll give us your name, you would have the floor.
My name is Dominic Schiavone. I'm a Smyrna, Delaware resident.
Okay. You've heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
As an associate of I3A Engineering Consultants, I'm here today representing Beach Bum Distilling. I will refer to Beach Bum Distilling as BBD throughout the info I have to provide for you. BBD will operate as a Delaware craft distillery, manufacturing handcrafted product on premises. The manufacturing process includes fermentation, distillation, barrel aging, and bottling. Fermentation and distillation will be done in small 50-gallon batches. The distilled product will be hand-bottled in batches of 30 gallons or smaller. The distillery's products will be offered for sale exclusively in our retail space, where tastings and limited tours will be available to the public. Our flagship product will be a family of rum spirits inspired by the area's maritime history and beaches. Additionally, BBD hopes to collaborate with other local businesses to create unique products such as malt whiskey from microbrewed beer, or rum cakes producing Beach Bum rum. Planned receiving hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Small package deliveries are expected to increase by 2 or 3 per week. from providers such as UPS and FedEx in their standard residential delivery vehicles. Pallet size deliveries are expected to be increased by 2 per month by common carrier with liftgate service. There are no plans for outbound shipments. Planned operating hours for the retail space are Monday through Thursday, noon to 6 p.m., Friday, noon to 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sunday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Operating hours could be reduced seasonally. There are no plans to extend hours. Parking is available on premises. There are 15 regular parking spaces, 1 handicap parking space, and 4 short-term parking spaces. BBD will have 5 dedicated spaces available through the week, with additional spaces available on weekends. We project the number of visitors to the distillery will be 10 to 15 per day, Monday through Friday, 20 to 40 per day, Saturday and Sunday. Due to the size of the retail area, we feel a maximum of 25 persons could be reasonably accommodated during any private function or event. Our 3-year business model projects the generation of approximately $31,000 in Delaware state excise tax revenue and $71,000 in federal tax revenue. The distillery is expected to create 2 full-time manufacturing jobs and 2 part-time retail jobs. BBD received a federal distilled spirits plant permit on October 7th this year. We are in the process of creating a fire protection plan to submit for approval by the fire marshal, which will dictate how operations are laid out and isolated within our space. Once conditional use for a Delaware craft distillery is approved, then we can proceed to the next step, which is applying for a Delaware craft distillery license from the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner. BBD has secured a 3-year lease for unit number 5 on the property that conditional use is being applied for. The owner of this property, David Lee, is here tonight and can address any specific questions about other businesses on the property and parking. Thank you.
All right, sir. Does that conclude your presentation at this point?
Yes.
All right, then. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right. Since you ended on parking, let me ask a question on parking. The aerial, the map that we're looking at has a pretty big area in blue designated parking. Is that a shared parking? Is that all yours?
Yes, that's shared parking for that entire building.
And you get an allotment of that is what you're saying?
Correct.
Is so the plan would be that the people would park here and they would walk around the bakery and into the distillery or cut through the alley that goes in the back? Where's the front door, I guess, is the question.
The front door is in the front where the access to the bakery would be. So, yes, you'd be walking down the parking lot, down the sidewalk in front of the building and entering in the front.
Currently, I go to that bakery and I park in the front. Is anything going to change there?
That's the 15 or quick pickup parking, pull up if you want to purchase something and leave. The long-term normal parking would be in the back lot.
So tours, and then if somebody's either visiting the bakery or the distillery, they would park in the 4.
Correct.
Are those legal parking spots in the front of that? I think because you tend to back out onto the road.
That is something that David Lee might be able to comment on after you're done questioning me.
So it's a, tell me a little bit about the operation. So it's going to be not a bar, is that what you're?
Correct.
So it's you go in there and you would buy the distilled liquor and leave?
Yes, you could come and do a tour, you could taste the product, and then there's retail where you can purchase.
And when you say taste the product, how does that differ from a bar?
It's not purchasing a drink and getting a full drink. it's getting a small taster, you know, like a quarter of a shot to, you know, taste the product.
Do you have to do a tour to get the to participate in the tasting?
Or typically, that's how it works.
Okay, and then the retail. Is there like a different license between that and a liquor store?
I believe so. Most of the stuff is under the Delaware Micro or Craft Distillery. The new legislation that was put forth about a year ago or so. I'm not sure exactly how it differs between a liquor store, you know, and that.
But you would only be selling products that you distill in that store. Okay. And then will there be a sign of any kind? Will there be a request for a sign?
There's currently no plans for a sign. If there is a request, then I guess the application would be put through for that.
You might want to say if you want to sign now or not. I'm not prompting you, but now's the time.
I'd say yes.
Mr. Burton, also this one's zone C1, which is a little bit different.
Oh, this is a C1?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they would, because of the underlying zoning C1, they'd be able to get the C1 signed.
But it's a CU application.
Because
the commercial zone, which allows them to have 150 square foot of signage on the building, the total project, the bakery plus the distillery and any other unit that's on the premise would be allowed to have a
sign,
participate in a one ground sign that advertises each business.
Okay.
It's a conditional use just because the distillery is not a permitted use, even in C1. So they got to go the conditional use route.
And this CU that is requesting is only the area in red?
It's the whole parcel, but the area in red is the area that's set up to be used by the distillery. The parcel A, the other portion, the one story is the bakery.
So we'd have to be sure to call that out.
Separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to locate it only for the two-story portion of the structure.
And also above the distillery is an engineering office. It says two-story under the highlighted red area.
Mm-hmm. So it's only the first floor of the two-story building?
Yes.
Okay.
And you mentioned no outbound shipments. That would be that you're not planning on selling your product to any other place but people walking into this place.
Yes, that's correct.
I have no further questions at this time.
All right, sir, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And looking at this drawing, I see next to the red, looks like three things that say HP, is that the handicap parking?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right there.
That's heat pumps.
Heat pumps, okay, thank you.
Yeah, they do not look like
it. So someone like me who comes in with a walker, where am I going to park? And how am I going to get inside?
That question could be asked to the landlord, David Lee.
It would have to be shown on the site plan if they get approval, to be specific. And he did
show
state
the exact where the spots are.
He did state earlier they had one handicap spot.
Right, that's what I was looking for.
There is one striped handicap spot. I'm not sure exactly where it is on the plan as it's outlined here, but that will eventually be provided on the site plan.
Because if you're aware in Delaware, not only are people who are physically handicapped have those stickers, but so do many people who are seniors that might want to partake of your product,
yes. But
don't want to have to walk a quarter mile to get there.
Right.
So that's my concern in looking at this, is exactly where folks would be able to park that do have some restrictions in terms of how far they can hike. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Burton have asked a lot of my questions. I just have a couple for this gentleman.
Okay.
Insofar as receiving deliveries, does the BBD, will they be getting in like some six-wheel trucks of grain or bottles and things like that? empty?
Let's see. The information provided says the common carrier with a good service. Yes, I think some of those items, once or twice per month, will be coming on, you know, larger tractor trailer.
So any kind of loading zone would be shown on your final site plan?
Yeah.
And I just want to repeat for the record of what I think that I heard you say is that there are several steps involved in you getting this permitting, a part of which is a fire and fire code that you were you have to do a certain layout so you can be in compliance with the fire code. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then
that shows the separation between the distillery and the other spaces in the complex.
Yes. And then if you get approval from Sussex County Council, then you can go forward with applying for license through the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
Yes.
And is it possible then that there are other agencies or other steps that beyond the purview of Sussex County that BBD would have to comply with?
Let's see, we have Stewart Spirits.
Does DENREC oversee any type of emissions or anything that the stills produce?
The applications have to go in with the Federal Tax and Trade Bureau and the State Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner. Beyond that, anything else that's typical of any business would apply to us as well.
How about security of the premises? Is there stepped up security that maybe another agency might require?
I'm pretty sure there is requirements for that with one of those two agencies.
And I'm just curious, if you were under the age of 21, could you take part in a tour? I know not the tasting, but just say if a
I'm really not sure. Actually, I work above a distillery in Smyrna, and I see people coming for tours all the time. I never see any kids down there. I've never asked them, but I'm not really sure of that question.
So you work above the distillery in Smyrna?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Mr. Ross?
Just one question. You mentioned private functions. You're not selling any for consumption, any liquor for consumption at the facility. What would a private function be? What would you be doing in a private function?
Maybe a large tour. I'm not sure. I'm not sure specifically what's being planned because it's everything's still being discussed and finding out what the limits are of everything. So I don't have a straight answer for that.
Further questions, Mr. Chairman?
All right, sir. Mr. Lank?
I couldn't keep up with you earlier on your hours. Could you go through those hours again?
Actually, would it be possible? It sounded like you were reading
from a copy of your notes.
Yeah, give a copy of your notes so we can make sure that it gets in the record accurately.
Would you like for me to read the hours?
I say if you have a copy of those notes, I can break it on that. I couldn't keep up with you.
I just have one copy.
That's fine.
You would like it?
Yeah, if you don't mind giving it up.
Sure.
Easier for me when I write minutes. Thank you. Appreciate it. The reason I was asking is it says planned operating hours for retail space are Monday through Thursday, noon to 6, Friday, noon to 7, Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 6. I just couldn't keep up with it. Receiving hours were 8 to 4. That was the other hours that we talked about. You said you'd possibly anticipate 2 to 3 deliveries per week, and that would be typically UPS and FedEx. It would be large trucks for that. And you said again later about 2 months or twice a month you may have a delivery of for tractor trailers, which could be bottles or grain or whatever you're using to create your product.
Yes.
No, just for reference, you made reference to agencies. It would have to go through the Suscano County Engineering Department for the discharge into the county court system based on certain capacity. And it required, in my comments I read earlier, a sampling port and flow meter as part of your distilling process plumbing permit. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, sir.
I appreciate your comments.
No questions, except for a lot of this is going to be dictated by what license they get from the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner. So just because the DABCC is going to look to the county for the type of approvals the county's issued. And if the county's approval is that there's not going to be any retail sales, that means it's going to be only for off-premises consumption. So you're sure that there's going to be no retail sales on the premises?
No, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. All right.
But that would be dictated by the Delaware Craft Distillery, however it's classified.
Okay. All right.
The retail sales proposed are just your product?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Won't be bringing in rums and...
Right, it's not a liquor store. Yeah.
It's just for your product. I guess it's similar to 16 Mile in Georgia, maybe?
Yes.
That's all I had.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, then, if you'll take a seat nearby.
One more question.
Okay, Mr. Burton,
this
sure.
is more for if this is a conditional use inside of a C1 property, and there's an architect upstairs, and there's a bakery over here, and there's future buildings, do all the parking for that have to be shown on the site plan?
So the parking would be for the, it would have to. We can't just do assumed parking for the distillery or the bakery. That's going to require some calculation. There's also an office upstairs. So we'd have to calculate all the parking had to be for all the uses on the premises.
So in the final site plan, you'd have to show.
Yeah, we'd have to have a final site plan.
Right, and it would be calculated on whatever the gross square footage was for all of it.
In this case, since it's multiple users, it would be based on gross.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about using the word shared parking. It's shared, but it's still going to have to meet the square footage requirement. You know, if there's 20,000 square feet of retail there, then it's going to have to meet the requirement for the total number.
Each one of them.
Right, sure.
Yeah, look at it, it's gross. Even if it's storage, it still counts.
Right.
If it was one store in that whole building, it would be calculated totally differently. Yeah. But in the case of this, you got three users, so you got to calculate the whole square foot.
Thank you. All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2002 Beach Plum Distilling? Okay, sir, come on up. You can have the floor. Give us your name, please.
Hi, my name is Anthony Zicola. Mm-hmm. I live about a mile and a half down New Road from there.
Okay.
And I drive past there 2-3 times a week. And I think this fits in nicely with that specialty shop concept in that area. Okay. And, I don't see it as being an impact on New Road or Nassau Road, especially given the numbers. That was one of the things I was curious about. Okay. And, I'd like to see that area revitalized. There's that nice little train station there. And that's one of the reasons I came tonight. I was interested in expressing that.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here in favor?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm the owner of the building, so obviously.
Your name is?
David Lee.
Hi, Mr. Lee.
Hi,
okay.
I purchased the building in 2012.
Okay.
And we put an engineering firm upstairs, only three employees in that business,
right.
And then Old World Breads moved in downstairs. And this Beach Bum Distilling sort of fits my vision of having artisanal type foods and spirits in there, and I think it's sort of in keeping with the times as well. I know I've spoken with Old World Breads, and they're very much in favor of it because of the synergy of those businesses. So. In any event, I just thought I'd introduce myself, and I think it'll be great for that corner of Lewis.
All right, then. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else like to speak in favor? right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2002? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2003, Thomas E. Lowe.
This application is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a retail store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 32,829 square feet, more or less, land lying north of Route 54 of the Omar Road, 1,300 feet northeast of Road 382, Armory Road, and with a 911 address of 31854 James Lowe Road, Frankfort, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, Map 14, and being a part of parcel number 6. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. We did receive a couple agency comments, first one being from DelDOT. Received in the form of a support facility report dated May 15, 2014, and references that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service C will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. It was in the form of a memorandum dated November 14, 2014, and references that the site is located in the Roxana planning area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that when the county does provide sewer service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system. And since this activity is not planned in the immediate future for sewer, a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Good evening.
Hi.
I'm Thomas Lowe, and just a very brief presentation. I'm hoping to open a home and garden store on the property.
Okay.
I have a small greenhouse business, a small, we grow all of our plant material there except for trees and shrubs. I buy that in through growers up and down the East Coast. I'm looking to just grow the business.
Okay.
Add a few more employees. My desire is to have operations from Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 12 to 4. The months of operation would be April through December. It's not a year-round business. Would at least hire two more people to the store. Some items that I plan on carrying are pottery. I'd like to get into Amish food, cakes, pies, fudge. Some small garden furniture, silk flowers, wreaths, lamps, things of that nature. That's all I have.
All right, then. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Lowe. Could you reiterate what you just said in addition to agricultural type products that you're...
as far as what I want to have at the store itself?
Yes.
Pottery, which this is a stuff that ties into the business I currently have. So pottery, but I'd also like to include Amish food, for instance, cakes, pies, fudge, small pieces of garden furniture, silk flowers, wreath,
mm-hmm.
plants, or some items.
All right.
And thanks for the home and for the garden. My business is very seasonal. I do pretty well. I'm very proud of what I have, but usually by July 4th, people aren't interested in flowers anymore. So I'm looking forward to add to the business.
And you were saying Monday through Saturday, I believe you said 9 to 5.
Yes, sir.
Sunday?
12 to 4.
12 to 4, and you mentioned it's only certain months of the year.
Yeah, I tend to open the nursery that I operate April through Thanksgiving. The store I would like to open at the same time April, but extend it up to include Christmas. So right around Christmas time, that would be, we would close it again until the following spring.
Sort of January, February, March, be off the books. Just have a question perhaps for Mr. Robertson. Does the food items, the Amish foods, does that have any bearing on the application or how it was? Mr. Lang shaking his head.
No, I don't think so. It's still retail. Yeah.
Retail and their
food is agriculture and just follows along that way. All right. Thank you. I've seen the site. Would you describe any of the other businesses that may or may not be in close proximity to your present?
There's Bennett's Peach Orchard. Then there's a small country store that is on Route 20, closer to the end of the high school. And then there's Parsons Produce. Those are the only businesses I can think of close by.
Lawnmower shop?
Yes. There's a gentleman that has a small lawnmower business.
Yeah. So there are other similar ag-related produce country store operations.
There's a very, very small country store that's on.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't plan on handling produce. I don't know if that, what Parsons says, I wouldn't.
How about signage for the property? You have a existing sign. Is there something that you were going to add to that existing sign?
There's a changeable letter sign on the road, and then there's also the nursery sign that's on that side of the property side of the fence. I certainly would like to add a sign. It's certainly, I think, would be necessary.
Okay. I guess we'd have to.
But I'm not sure. I know that depending on the size of the sign, when I currently have 4x8, so that wouldn't be any bigger than that, and it wouldn't be lighted, it wouldn't be anything that would impact the neighbors.
I'm just asking to see if perhaps you would be having more signs than would be permitted under conditional use if you already have a 4x8 and then you have a marquee sign.
Okay.
I'm just asking so these gentlemen can give some thoughts to it.
Typically, a conditional use is 4x8 to limit.
Okay.
You only have one ground sign.
Okay.
You could, it's up to the commission if you could possibly have a ground sign plus signage on the building.
Okay.
But if you're in a business, in a commercial district, you could have a fairly large sign on the ground sign advertising out to the road, and you could have 150 square foot on the building itself.
Okay.
There's a lot more than typically an agricultural type conditional use gets. Typically, they get a 4x8.
And that would be,
and that's allowed to be printed on both sides.
Right, and that would be plenty. That would, I don't have any desire to have a signage.
Yeah, I know you have a sandwich board sign, but that's not on your property. That's down.
What's that, I'm sorry?
The little sign down at the blinking light.
Oh yeah.
That's off premises.
Right.
Yeah. Would you be adding any dumpsters or refuse containers to what you currently have?
No.
All right. And how about any additional lighting, anything like that, that you'd be used for security?
I've got a security system to be installed for the building. And certainly had small 12-volt typical nightscaping to lighting at the entrance. But again, nothing to overpower or impact the neighbors.
Very good. All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
All right, so thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Ross, any questions?
I understand the application, Mr. Chairman. No questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application. At this point, I have no further questions.
Mr. Burton?
I feel the same way. I have no questions.
All right, then. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2003, Thomas E. Lowe? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2003? Anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number